In Wisconsin, some agricultural officials are playing the role of matchmaker. They are bringing together the state's cheesemakers with prospective international buyers for a unique speed dating event. One hope is that it could ease the tariff pain affecting Wisconsin cheese producers. Mayan Silver of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
As morning sunlight peeks in, Jean Graff is among cheesemakers setting up shop around tables in this beer hall of a Milwaukee microbrewery. He's laid out three plates of cheese samples on a white tablecloth.
We have our newest trending profiles, our coffee Gouda, our Gouda mango habanero, and our Gouda honey sriracha, along with our apple-infused smoked natural cheeses.
Graff is waiting for buyers to arrive. They've come here from countries he doesn't usually sell to, like Guatemala, Colombia, and the United Arab Emirates. The sellers and potential buyers will be scoping each other out and rotating table to table to see whether they'll be good partners for exporting cheese. This was a collaboration between the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and the state's dairy groups.
We make the best cheese in the world, and a lot of people don't know about it, so that's why we've brought them here, so we can really showcase it.
That's Jen Walsh of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, was working with the Agriculture Department on the event. Wisconsin cheesemakers account for more than a quarter of the country's cheese production, more than 3 billion pounds per year. More than one-third of Wisconsin's income from cheese exports last year came from Mexico. And while only a small percentage of Wisconsin cheese is exported to China, China is a growing market. But both countries have recently added big tariffs on U.S. dairy products, up to 25%. Jean Graff expects that to put a dent in sales.
And then it just depends on how bad they want that product there. If the product sells good, well, tariffs will affect the consumer. The end user is going to end up paying more.
Claude Moreau is a distributor from Chile, and he's looking for cheeses with unique flavors that Chileans will turn to for an aperitif. He knows what he doesn't want: copycats of European styles like Pecorino or Brie.
But really, a cheese from America, a gringo cheese, will save people of South America. Something really, they say, okay, I'm in American style and this is an American style cheese.
He chats freely with the cheesemakers about their processes and what it takes to get licensed to export to his country. When the speed dating ends, Moreau says it worked.
I tested five of them and one, two were very exceptional.
So they might get on your shelves?
Yeah.
In addition to the speed dating, the prospective buyers from five countries toured six cheese plants around the state and visited the iconic Wisconsin State Fair. Jack Heineman of the Agriculture Department says that this event was just the beginning.
I like the cheese. I have a good comfort with the supplier, and then they will follow up, make the deal, and ship product.
With tariffs from Mexico and China taking a bite out of profits, Wisconsin cheesemakers are eager for a love connection between their product and consumers in countries not involved in a trade war. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.